朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
爱要有见识。
Love needs to have discernment.
所有的爱不是建立在真理的根基上面。
Any love that is not founded on the foundation of truth.
弟兄姊妹，我们都要在主人面前要去分辨它。
We need to have discernment.
所以保罗为哥林多教会，或者为腓立比教会，甚至为加拉太教会的爱心，他都担心他们。
So concerning love, Paul is very concerned for the church of Philippi or even Galatia.
因为他们爱到一个地步，他们没有分辨。
Because they love to the extent that they really have no discernment.
你只要有需要，我就帮助你。
If you have a need, I'm going to go and help you.
哎呀，你只要有困难，我就在你旁边。
If you have difficulties, I will be right next to you.
连异端来了，他们也一样接待。
Even these false doctrines that come in, they will embrace them the same way.
所以保罗在这里，他必须直接的讲，他说你们要小心权类。
So Paul deliberately says, beware of dogs.
要防备作恶的。
And beware of those who are evil workers.
他要防备妄自行割的，他一再讲防备，防备，防备。
And he says again, beware, beware, beware.
然后在第三章他后面他又讲到，因为有许多的人行事是基督十字架的仇敌。
And he said there are many who walk as the enemy of the cross of Christ.
他说我屡次告诉你们，我现在又流泪的告诉你们。
So I told you often, now I'm telling you in tears.
他们的神就是自己的肚腹，他们以自己的羞辱为荣耀，专以地上的事为念。
And their God is their own belly, whose glory is in their own shame.Who set their mind on earthly things.
我想我很简单的来说，保罗教我们防备的至少有三种人。
And I will tell you, there are three types of people that Paul warns us to beware of.
第一个，
the very first one,
传异端，或是他所传的不合圣经真理的。
Those who come and proclaim heresies.And those things that are not according to the truth of the
Bible. 老约翰说这种人甚至连问他们的安都不可以的。
And John even says that do not even greet such people.
你千万不要觉得说哎呀这样子哪里是有爱心呢。
And don't say that, oh, then you're not demonstrating love.
因为他们来就是要破坏教会的。
No, because they come to bring harm.
他们来就是要影响神儿女们对神的信任。
And they come to bring doubts into the believers' faith.
他们要用异端邪说不合真理的教导要来影响神儿女们的信仰。
And they want to come and alter your faith through these heresies.
你根本不要花功夫去跟他们辩论。
Don't even spend time to argue with them.
我跟你讲，所有异端的人，圣经引经据典比我很多基督徒都熟。
And people who brings about heresies, they know the scripture actually very well.
然后我决定不能激将法说，不信你试试看。你决定不要试哈。
I'm not going to say if you don't believe me, go try it. Don't try it.
有一次我看见那个东方闪电派的人跟基督徒的对话，哎呀，引圣经引得不得了的事情啊。
And this particular cult in China, when they were talking to a particular Christian, you begin to realize he used a lot of the scripture.
最近还有人问我们，莫门教有什么不对，耶和华见证人有什么不对，他们这么有爱心，哦，他们这样 so nice.
And people have actually asked the question, what's wrong with the Mormons? What's wrong with the Jehovah's Witnesses? They're so nice. They have a lot of good works.
我们感谢主哈，过两个礼拜我们请这个张一平老师来跟我们讲异端的辨别哈。他是这方面的专家，这个给我们开了十二堂课。
And in a couple of weeks, we're going to invite a teacher who's very well equipped in this area in discerning.The heresies in this present time.
哎呀，我觉得我们都需要在这些事情上懂得分辨。
And brothers, we need to have discernment concerning these things.
保罗教我们防备的第二种人是专门破坏教会合一那种分门结党的人。
And the second type of people that Paul warns us to beware of are those who brings about a disunity in the house of God.
他在提多书特别说到，那些分门结党的人，只要警戒过一两次，就要把他看如外人。
And Paul says in the book of Titus, if you encounter these people a couple of times, then you got to treat them as outsiders.
他们专门在神家做分裂、做破坏的事情。
And they come about in God's house and they cause divisions, separations.
我曾经跟你们讲过，有一次我接到一个地方的人打电话来。
And I told you guys before, one time I received a phone call from a particular location.
他说他们教会原来很好。 好的。
And they say the church was originally pretty good.
弟兄姊妹也很相爱，教会很快的就成长了。
And brothers and sisters really loved each other, and the church was growing.
让几十个人一下长到两百多个人。
And tens and number of people increased to hundreds.
结果最近呢，就发现有一对夫妇专门在教会里面攻击教会。
And then they began to discover there's a particular couple that criticized the church very often.
他们甚至在会后在外面发传单的。
And they even attacked the church, and they would be outside the door handing out flyers.
那我说，那教会的教导有没有不合真理？
And I said, are there any teachings within the church?
哦，他们说没有没有。他说不管牧师长老们，他们都非常爱主，而且教导非常纯正。
They say no, the pastors and the elders, their teachings are very, very correct.
哦，但是弟兄姊妹，就是有这样子的人，就在这里吹毛求疵，找东西，找空隙，在这里攻击教会。
But there will be those people who will look for cracks, who will look for problems, and begin to attack the church.
他们说教会为什么这些 leader 都是台湾来的，而没有大陆来的？
And they began to ask,
或者大陆来的比较少。
How come all these leaders in God's house are all from Taiwan? Nobody's from China, or there are very few of those who are from China.
你一听就知道这种是在血气里面。
And you hear these words, you know those are the words of the flesh.
啊，今天神家的领袖本身就是责任，本身就是榜样，跟地上的人不一样的。
And leaders in God's house is an example, is different from the world.
啊，多少的代价，多少的实价在背后，我们别人不知道的。
There's a lot of price, there's a lot of cross that most people do not see.
啊，不要把世界的观念带到神家来，这里破坏神家的合一和见证。
And don't bring about the principles and of the world and come and disrupt the unity in the God's house.
第三，保罗在这里说到基督十字架的仇敌。
And thirdly, he talks about the enemy of the cross of the cross of Christ.
就是说到那些人完全都是自我中心的人。
And it speaks of those people who are self-centered.
我们每一个人难免都自我中心哈。
More or less, we are all self-centered.
但是保罗是说这些的人，他们自己就是他们的神。
But Paul says, for these people, they are their own God.
他们整个活着的专以地上的事为念，整个活着就是为自己。
And they are mindful of only the earthly things, and they live only for themselves.
所以他把他自己的利害、自己的看法、自己的要求都带到神家里面来。
And all their own requirements, their own views, they bring all those things in God's house.
所以保罗劝腓立比的教会，他说凡事不可以结党。
And so Paul tells the church in Philippi that do not form schisms.
不可以贪图虚浮的荣耀。
And do not look for
这边我的讲义第三大点的 A 啊。然后说到不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
Do not just be mindful of your own things, but the things of others.
所行的不要发怨言，起争论。
Do all things without complaint and disputing.
如果有不合一的事情，要帮助他们合一。
If there are any disunities, you got to cause them to be one.
那弟兄姊妹，我们在这里看见保罗在这里处理一些消极的东西。
And we see that Paul begins to deal some things that are negative or that are passive.
在他带进正面上，怎么样是越来越多？
Before he brings about the positive side, how to have more and more.
他先提醒我们怎么样子。避免它越来越少。
And he reminds us to how to prevent it from becoming less and less.
不可以把已经得着的失去了。
Do not lose what you already have.
所以在这里那种自我中心的这种个人主义需要在神家里面被对付的。
So those people who are self-centered and have their own opinions, those things need to be dealt with in God's house.
人很容易结党。
And it's very easy for us to form our own groups.
保罗在哥林多前书也说，为的是把自己的经验显明出来。
And Paul says for the sake of revealing their own experiences.
神家会分门结党，因为很多人有一些人想当 leader， 想显出他的经验来。
There are groups and there are formed because there are certain individuals that want to magnify themselves and they want to be leaders.
保罗提醒天上腓立比的教会要小心这些事。
And Paul again reminds them, be mindful, beware of these things.
然后他说不要贪图虚浮的荣耀。
And then he says that
不要贪图虚浮的荣耀啊，就是我们里面不要去追求那些让自己骄傲的事情。
And do not go after the things that will cause you to be prideful.
那个前一阵子有弟兄送了一封 email， 我在中间看到一句话。
And a couple of days ago, I saw an email from a brother, and I saw this particular phrase.
他说你如果下次自己觉得自己了不起的时候
，And when you think the next time when you think that you're all that，
你试着到水上去走走看。
And go and try to walk on water.
你马上就谦卑了。
And then you will humble yourself.
有什么好骄傲的？
What is it for us to be prideful of?
别人不能的你也一样不会。
Those who other people cannot do, you can't do either.
所以要骄傲的是去走走看。
So if you want to be prideful, go try and walk on water.
我们前阵子有一个弟兄，他刚刚受浸，那个韩国华侨这个朴弟兄。
And there was a brother who was baptized.
他那时候在参加礼拜三祷告会的时候，这个春秋夸夸他说他是 senior engineer， 很多经验啊。
And they were in a prayer meeting at our Wednesday night gathering, and Sister Ellen said that this is a senior engineer, he's very experienced.
没有想到他很谦卑，他说 senior engineer 就跟这个资深工程师跟资深美女是一样的，没有什么好骄傲的。
And he says being a senior engineer and being a senior beauty. There's nothing to be boastful on.
哇，他就这样顺口一出来，把我们笑得个要死啊！
And, he said those words very casually and just made all of us laugh.
呀，弟兄姊妹，我说我们这个人真的骄傲是人最后死的罪，这是盖恩夫人说的。
And pride is the last sin for man.
在神家里面要真正有爱，我们一定要对付我们这个人。
In God's house, for us to really have love, we need to deal with this.
不然很容易我们就把尊敬、把不服气啊，把这个结党的事情就带到神家来。
And or else, very easily, these contentions and these schism that begins to form, they will enter into God's house.
然后底下说到，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
And then again, as Paul admonished them to not be mindful of their own things, but the affairs of others, the interests of others.
我说过哈，自私是人的天性，我们难免都会注意自己的事。
And I said it's human nature to be selfish, and we're mindful of our own business.
但是保罗提醒我们不要单顾自己的事。
But Paul says, don't be mindful just of your own affairs.
我们要去学习，要去学会去顾别人的事情。
But be mindful of the interests of others as well.
你看我们这两天退休会。
And look at the retreat in these past few days.
我希望在我们教会的退休会，将来越来越不需要这样子的提醒。
And I pray that in the days to come,We won't need such a reminder anymore.
你看大家从各地来，晚上睡觉时间熄灯了。
And everybody comes to different locations at when the time comes for lights out.
开始还在很多人在房间聊天，对不对？
You find a lot of people still chit-chat. They still have their.
那别人没有办法睡觉。
And others cannot sleep.
啊，半夜三点钟起来洗澡。
And somebody will get up at 3 in the morning and take a shower.
然后或者我们半夜起来门开得很大声，就是你完全不管别人的。
So we wake up in the middle of the night, we create a lot of noise going on, now we don't care about
people. 从很多的小事情就可以看出你这个人是不是一个很 self-centered 的人。
And from many small things, we can discover whether we are a self-centered person or not.
因为我们不在乎别人。
Because we don't care about others.
我们要干嘛就干嘛。
We do whatever we want.
要聊天就聊天。
If we want to talk,
半夜一点钟笑起来，把别人都吵醒了。
In the middle of the night, I want to just laugh.Wake up everybody, doesn't matter.
那种打鼾是你身边没有办法的事情，对不对？
If you snore, that's probably more understandable.
那个已经需要花功夫去接受了，那更不要说你故意讲话。
And not to say that you purposely and talk to people in the middle of the night.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要学习这个。
So brothers and sisters, we need to learn.
而且要很小就应该教他的。
And we need to teach when our kids are young.
我很喜欢一个牧师，叫这个中文翻隆美尔，哈 ，Ron Mayer。我看到后面有一本书在卖他英文本的。
And I like a particular story.
他大概 Ron Mayer， 他大概五年前去世了哈。这个
five years ago, this particular pastor.
他原来在 Oregon 牧养一个很大的教会。
And Oregon, he was pastoring over a very big church.
他写的一本书很好的，就是这个老爹的叮咛，他自己写给他两个孩子。他说这本书只有两个读者，就是他的儿子。
He wrote a book for his two sons. It's called the Reminders of your Dad, your old dad.
他小的时候训练他孩子的时候。
And when the kids were young, he would train them.
他有一天带着这个孩子进这个玩具店。
And he brought his kids into a toy store.
他就去挑一辆那个很漂亮的脚踏车，想要。这个他带这个孩子去买一辆脚踏车。
And he was taking the kids to go buy a bicycle, so he picked out a very nice looking one.
那个小孩子被他带进玩具店的时候，那个所有的血都沸腾起来了，要爸爸给我买东西了。
And when the kids go into the toy store with their dad, and they're really excited, dad's going to buy me something.
然后一排脚踏车在那里都是他梦寐以求的。
And they see that row of bicycles, all of a sudden they feel like, oh man, my dream.
然后他爸爸就问他说，哪一辆你会最喜欢？
And the dad says, which one do you like?
哇，他挑了一辆那个又是 紫色又是蓝色又有流线型反正我已经记不得好几年前看的是他最 catch 他的 eyes
So the kid picked out the one bike that really caught his attention
哦他就说爸爸这台那个有的话真是酷啊
He said, Dad, if I get this one, it'd be really cool
这个他爸爸说好他说你觉得这台好他说是
And the dad says, you think this one's really good?
你知道吗 says, 他就一路快到天上了
And his dad is like sending him all the way to heaven
没想到他爸爸突然跟他讲了
And then all of a sudden the dad said
他说我忘了他孩子叫什么他说你想想看那个教会里面那个 Jimmy 哈你想他会不会喜欢
And then the dad asked his boy Hey, do you remember Jimmy, the other kid at church? Do you think he'll like it?
因为他是一个 single family 的家庭里面的一个很穷的小孩子他不可能有钱买这个。
He came from a single family home. Financially, there's no way for them to afford a bike.
所以他爸爸就问他说你想想看 Jimmy 会不会喜欢这辆车我们送他好吧。
So the dad asked his son, hey, you think Jimmy would really like this bike?
哇他是真的就好像自高自处一下子被摔下来一样。
And then he felt like he fell from heaven. He was so high and all of a sudden he crashed
down. 他脸色都变了。
And his countenance changed.
他支支吾吾地说 Yeah.
And,
他说 I think he would like it.
He barely got the words out. He said, Yeah, I think he would like it.
所以他爸爸就说好我们就买了然后就带着这个孩子一起到那个人家去送给 Jimmy.
So he says, his dad said, All right, let's get it. And then he brought his son to Jimmy's house and gave it to Jimmy.
哇你知道吗他好嫉妒那个孩子哦。
And he was so envious of Jimmy.
他羡慕得不得了。
And he was so envious of him.
弟兄姊妹，这是他爸爸在教他。
His father was teaching him a lesson.
不是说看到好东西就一定理所当然你就是你的。
It's not that when you see something good, by default, it's yours.
你要想到别人的需要。
You need to think about others.
你要想到有一个人可能他比你更需要。
And you may have to think about the fact that someone has a greater need than you.
他也不跟孩子讲什么，就带孩子去做这件事情。
He didn't just teach him, he went and did it and taught them.
这个孩子至少没有像杀猪那样叫。
And this kid, he wasn't screaming, yelling like a pig going to slaughter.
他就是很羡慕他。
And he really admired it.
结果没有想到。
And not to,
我不晓得是隔了一两天还是回到家的时候。
And then, after a couple of days,
后来他爸爸把他带到这个 garage 去看。
His dad brought the boy to the garage.
给他买了一模一样的一辆车。
And bought the boy the exact same bike.
你知道那个孩子心里面的高兴啊。
that boy was so happy and excited.
但是他爸爸就先教他。
But his dad took the opportunity.
当我们有丰富的时候不要只是自己享受。
When we have riches, we don't just enjoy for ourselves.
我们要学习想到别人。
We need to think about others.
弟兄姊妹，很多的时候我们都不会去想到别人。
But just oftentimes we don't think of the need of others.
这个两天前参加卓牧师的儿子 Ian 的这个丧事聚会的时候。
And again, a couple of days ago, we went to Ian's memorial service.
他们中间放的那个照片，有一张他在那里射箭。
And again, they showed a picture of Ian was at camp and shooting an arrow.
那后来他们告诉我们说，他说这个。我希望我没有听错哈，就因为大家玩这些东西都喜欢增进比赛有分数的。
And he began to realize everybody's getting so competitive. Everybody wants to score well and hit the target.
所以他就故意把它射到 rock 上面去了。
So he purposely shot the arrow right into the ground.
就是为这个很小的事情。
Something very very small.
但是你可以看得出一个人他的心是在别人身上还是在自己身上。
Something that is very small, but you begin to realize that his heart is on other people, not on himself.
你看一进到教会就抢了一个最好的位置坐在那里啊。
And you see that he comes to a church.And you're going to find the best seat.
这是我们很容易的本性。
And this is our nature.
那这是我们在主的面前我们要学。
It's something that we need to learn before the Lord.
但是保罗在这里所提的是远比这个更糟的。
But what Paul's talking about is far worse than this.
这些人是十字架的仇敌。
And these are the enemies of the cross.
在它里面从来没有十字架的观念。
And there is no principle of the cross.
从来没有觉得舍己。
They don't realize the need to deny themselves.
他们甚至可能反对舍己的教导。
And they may even resist the teaching to deny themselves.
根本不要十字架。
You don't need the cross.
干嘛就干嘛，专以自己为念。
Just focus on your own self.
那这是保罗提醒我们的第一件事情。
This is what Paul warns us of.
好，我们讲完了这个节流，我们现在讲开源。
And let's come and look at some of the positive side of things.
怎么样子多而又多？第一个先不要少而又少。
And how do we have more and more? First of all, do not lose any.
不要浪费。
Do not waste it.
不要漏掉。
Do not,
不要破坏。
Do not destroy it.
不要糟蹋。
Do not waste it.
因为怎么要珍惜神已经给我们的爱。
And we need to treasure the love that God's already given us.
自己家里面夫妻、孩子、教会，我们都要珍惜。
And the love within your family among couples and your children.
我们像宝贝一样保护它。
And in God's house, we need to treasure it like a treasure.
因为怎么它比你用的照相机还要贵重。
And it's more precious than the camera that you use.
它比你的 iPhone、iPad 还要宝贝。
It's more precious than the iPhone and iPad that you use.
那些东西你都怕它摔的。
And those things you're afraid to drop them.
那个爱、那个关系也要这样子的珍惜它。
And for love in these relationships, you need to protect it and treasure it.
我前两天在整理我这个身边的一些碎纸张的时候，在一个收据的后面，我抄了几句当初新方讲的话。
And when I was at home cleaning out my office, there's some pieces of paper, and I discovered a piece of paper that I took notes of from what Sister Shirley had said.
对，因为那次她跟庆松带那个这个爱的语言。
And there were she and her husband were going through a course.On the language of love.
他说男人在结婚以前什么事情都去找他女朋友讨论啊。
And instead a man before he's married will go to his girlfriend and discuss everything.
然后结了婚以后呢只把结论告诉他。
And after they're married, the man only tells the woman the conclusion.
他在结婚以前呢男人都很幽默。
As before they're married, the men are all very humorous.
结婚以后男人都很沉默。
And after they're married, they're all very, sad,
quiet, 沉默 quiet,
quiet, quiet, quiet. I'm sorry. Honey, I'm always happy.
他在结婚以前呢，男人没有话都找话说。
And so before they're married, the men would look for words to talk about, or things to talk about.
结婚以后就算有话也不说。
And after they're married, even they have words, they just keep silent.
新方，我有没有讲错
？Surely am I wrong?
他怎么不好意思讲？你是有对象这样讲的噻？
She wasn't talking about Steve.
就是。爱是凡事包容的。为什么会变质呢？
How come the nature changed?
不够珍惜它嘛。
They don't treasure it enough.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要在主的面前，我们一方面我们要避免它被破坏。
On the one hand, we need to avoid it being harmed.
那我们现在要怎么样子多而又多？
How do we allow it to increase more?
弟兄姊妹，在我们讲要多而又多的时候，我们绝对不是从做法做起的。
And I want to emphasize that we're not talking about how do we do it.
我们知道基督徒每一次讲美德、讲性格、讲这些爱，我们决定都是回到生命的根基上去。
And every time we talk about these qualities and these things of beauty, we always go back to the nature.
如果从做法着手的话，弟兄姊妹，那是一条错误的路。
And we come up from the angle of methodology, that is the wrong way.
因为那是强人所难。
And because it's impossible.
因为在我们里面，其实在我们里面真的是很自私的。
Because in us, we are all very selfish.
好，所以我们一定要回到生命的根基上来。
So we need to come back to the foundation of life.
神还不在乎你要做什么。
So it's not a matter of what you actually do.
而是我们到底是怎样的人。
But it really depends on who you really are.
因为做什么
，because what you do，
并不代表你是什么。
It doesn't mean that is who you are.
就算你会是一个给的人，并不代表你是一个有爱的人。
The fact that you're willing to give doesn't mean that you're a person of love.
但是如果你是一个有爱的人，你一定是一个肯给的人。
But if you're a person that has love, you're willing to give.
所以先要解决事的问题。
And so you want to take care of what is the substance.
所以有一次在树林里面，这些动物在开这个和平大会的时候。
And so one time in the forest, all the creatures had a 和平大会。
这是 peace meeting.
kind of like a peace.
这个犀牛那个。
So the rhino.
他就跟狮子老虎说，他你们的牙齿太残忍了，应该拔掉。
He said to the lion and the tigers, you know, your fangs, your teeth, they're too cruel. Please pluck them out.
那狮子老虎说，你犀牛的那个角才应该拔掉。
And the lion and the tiger says it is your your horn that is that needs to be removed.
犀牛说我这个 horn 只是 self defense， 不是攻击的。
And the rhino says this is entirely for self defense. It's not an offensive weapon.
他们两个都在争来争去的时候。
So as they were arguing back and forth，
那个熊走过来了。
And the bear comes along.
他说你们都不要争。
And said, "You guys don't argue anymore.
Give me a hug.
Give me a hug. Bear hug."
熊最怕的就是 hug 你，你最要怕熊的就是他 hug 你。
You should be afraid of the most from a bear, their bear hugs.
所以不在乎你做什么。
So it doesn't matter what you do.
你里面一样是残忍的本性呢。
He is equally cruel within him.
你们怎么听不懂呢？
You guys didn't get the joke.
爱要有见识啊。
Love must have discernment. You need to understand what I'm trying to tell you.
弟兄姊妹，爱要讲爱，我们要回到生命里面来。
Again, for us to talk about love, we need to come back to life.
只有在基督里面。
Only when it's in Christ.
这个爱才真实。
And this love is real.
这个爱才能持久。
And this love can last.
这个爱才能经得起考验。
And this love can be tested.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我们要在这里讲到教会相爱要多而又多的时候，
So Brunson, when we talk about the church loving one another and have more and more,
我们在主的面前第一件事情要记得的，保罗在这里就劝他们要以基督耶稣的心为心。
And Paul will remind the Brunson to have the mind of Christ.
不然你在这里讲说要第一、第二、第三、第四，没有用的。
If you talk about this order, okay, first do this, then second, third, it's useless.
你要以基督耶稣的心为心。
But when you have the mind of Christ,
像基督一样那样 empty himself,
and as Christ will empty himself,
他整个倒空他自己。
He empties himself completely.
而当我们效法基督的时候，
and when we imitate Christ,
保罗说我活着就是基督。
And Paul says, for me to live is Christ.
弟兄姊妹，基督就是爱嘛。
And this is Christ is love.
当我们活着就是基督的时候，
when we live and it is Christ,
那个真实的爱就在我们中间。
And the reality of that love is in our midst.
所以刚刚我们在唱这首诗歌，说我以主的爱真诚来爱你，是不是？
So when we sing that very first song, I love you with the love of the Lord,
唱这个歌要有两面的提醒。
And there are two full reminders.
第一个，你也不要逼着人家非要用主的爱才能够来爱你。
And you do not want to force someone that the only way that they can love you is through the love of the Lord.
人家必须要死发动的才有办法爱你，你想着你很难办。
Die to themselves so for them to love you.
人家连自然的爱都没办法爱你。
And they can't love you just naturally.
像我如果在这里对王振生，我非得靠主的爱我才能爱你。
And if I say my brother Wang Zhen, you know, I can only love you with the love of the Lord.
那是不好听的话哈。
That's not something that is pleasing to the ear.
糟到一个地步，我要一定要死我才能爱他。He's
so bad that I gotta die to love him.
所以我们不要成为这样子的人，消极上不要被逼到人家要这样子来爱你。
And we don't want to be someone like that to force someone to love us that way.
维杰听不懂。维杰这两天一直跟我抗议，应该是让玉杰上来讲道理。Someone
had complained that Sister Yujie should be the one speaking these days.
因为他们 projected team 把我的那个 slides 寄给玉杰，然后叫 Brother Yu 还有没有要改的东西。And
somebody actually sent all the slides to our Sister Yujie and asked her and stated, Brother Yu, anything that I need to change?
因为我们两个名字很像。
And because our names are so similar.
所以我就跟她说，我请她来帮我讲好了。
So I told her, hey, why don't you come and speak for me?
这个玉杰好像，维杰好像当真的，她说她连相机都带来了。
Our Sister Weijie, she took it so seriously and she brought her camera.
所以我昨天下来的时候，她就说，你看怎么又变成你上去了，好像。And
then when I came down, she said, how come is you up there again?
一方面不要逼到人家要用主的爱才能够来爱你。
On the one hand, don't force people to love you only when they have to love you.
但是另外一方面，积极的来说，我们真的渴慕更多的是用主的爱来相爱。
But positively speaking, we really want to long to really love each other with the love of God.
真正不再是我是主的时候。
And really, when we say it's no longer I but Christ.
哎呀，你发现那个享受爱好一点都不勉强。
And to enjoy that love is not forced.
你去爱别人的时候，那就像如 鱼得水其实很 enjoy 的。
And for you to love someone is effortless. It's very, you can enjoy it quite a bit.
因为那是基督的生命和性情。
Because it's the nature and the life of Christ.
当一个人被违背性情、违背生命的时候，他会很辛苦。
And when someone who's going against his nature, his life, it's very hard.
当他顺着生命性情的时候，其实他很舒服的。
But when he's going according to his nature, his person, his life, it's actually very smooth.
当我们真正在基督里面的时候
，So when we're really in Christ,
其实相爱是很自然的事情。
To love one another is something very natural.
虽然我们在被神改变的过程中，难免还会有肉体有自己出来。
Yes, though we're in the process of being transformed by the Lord, and there's coming out of the flesh.
但是我们每一次被光照、被纠正的时候，我们又会回到那个舒服的里面去。
But every time we're brought to the light of the Lord, we go back to what is comfortable.
你真在主里面放了，不再争了。
And when you really let things go in the Lord, you argue no more.
你真的在主里面能够去爱那些伤害误会我们的人。
And you really able to love those who have brought you harm, who misunderstood you.
其实你发现在我们里面其实是得生命的。
And then you realize you're actually gaining life.
别人不是咬紧牙关出来的。
And it's not something that you have to just.
那是一个生命性情里面出来的。
But it's the nature of your life that outflows.
朋友，你有没有相信主耶稣呢？我们活在耶稣里福音事工的核心，就是用耶稣真理来引导慕道友相信永生救主，并勉励基督徒在主耶稣里不断更新生命。如果你还没有相信神的话，就请在我们网页下端点击永生之道，信靠主而得到永生的祝福。